Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams. And you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back into The Hull Show, powered by PDC Energy. Rockies are playing, but we didn't get preempted today. They left us on. I wonder if that's because they're not very good. I don't know. Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, joining us. Mark, my friend, how are you?
Well, I just want to make it very clear. When you say they're not that good, you're not referring to you and me. You're referring to the Rockies. I want to make that very clear.
Very, yes, you and I are. Yeah. They can't preempt when you're coming on. I mean, there's just no way that's happening. We couldn't do that. So, yes. Although the Rockies just scored, Mark, so it's 3-1. You know, things can happen. They got their first series win. It only took a month, but there you go. You got to start somewhere.
You know what? You are a glass half full kind of guy, my friend. Congratulations.
Well, I'm trying. My producer Angel says, if I'm going to criticize the Rockies, I have to say at least one nice thing. I feel like I'm in kindergarten again. I got to say at least one nice thing about the Rockies. So I'm trying. They did win a series. So there you go.
I'm not sure saying one nice thing works. My wife always tells me, what is it, 10 nice things to one negative? Yes. She always tells me you got to say 10 nice things to one negative.
You've
got a lot of work to do in regards to the Rockies.
That makes sense, actually, yeah, because the negatives do tend to stick out. All right, Mark, well, that leads us to this discussion. It's been all positives, to me at least, with Deion Sanders, with Coach Prime. And again, I want to make it very clear. I love the move. I love what it's all about. I love the marketing aspect, everything. I'm in. If there's a video up and Primetime's in it, I'm watching it. However, now we're seeing the numbers continue to go up. And even with Coach Prime saying, hey, this isn't going to be the same team, we get that. Are you a little, from your perspective, and I get it, but are you a little, tiny bit concerned at the number?
No, not at all. Not at all. Now there were, if you look at the number, listen, it's been happening so quick, it changes hour by hour. Last I saw, I think they had 16 guys remaining from the 84 scholarship players that they had to start the 2022 season. I think that's the last I've seen anyway. No, I'm not bothered by it. I knew it was coming. I mean, he talked about it. You know, it was concerning, and concerning, maybe that's too strong a word. It surprised me about Montana Limonius Craig. It surprised me about Tyson Jordan. It surprised me about Jalen Sommy. Maybe Aubrey Smith might have been another one. Deion Smith. So there was probably, out of all the guys that have hit the portal at this point in time, there was probably about six or seven that I did raise an eyebrow about. I think they're quality players. You know, people have said to me on social media, hey, listen, they're winning 11, they don't have any good players. Well, that's not true. I mean, you're not being fair to that group last year if you say there were no good players. Montana Limonius Craig and Jordan Tyson, those are NFL-level guys. They're going to get a long, hard look in the National Football League. And so there was a small handful of guys that did raise an eyebrow with me, but I'm not shocked nor necessarily bothered by the numbers. It's where we are. Well, hey, you know what? If you were one of those folks out there that was pushing hard for the transfer portal, congratulations, you got it. This is what you're going to live with from now on.
Yeah, I mean, again, I think that there were so many people that looked at Coach Prime and they're like, the guy's untouchable. No wrong can come from this. And then when they start seeing the transfer portal, it's what we've all been seeing with everybody. But I think that was kind of the shock to the system, too. Some of those guys you just mentioned, I think, had people, just questioning. But you're right. This is happening all over the country. I think there are just people that were like, it's not going to happen to Coach Prime.
Well, it's the extreme nature of it. You know, is it happening everywhere? Yes. Is it happening with these numbers? No. But then again, nobody else is coming into a program that was 1-11, has to take it over and remake everything. And so this is it. I mean, it's the harsh reality of the further we go down the line to college athletics just being a hard, cold, business, if you will, like the NFL has been, this is what it's going to be. I mean, talk to anybody that ever played in the National Football League. They'll tell you it is brutal internally. It is nothing but a meat market. And that's why the players are like, when I get there, man, I'm getting mine, because you never know when this is going to end. I mean, not everyone's a Peyton Manning or an Aaron Rodgers that ends up playing for 15, 20 years. That's the exception, not the rule. And so the further you push this down the line. You know, you can't have it both ways. It can't be the romanticized college athletic, all, you know, amateur playing for the love of the game, and then, oh, by the way, we want basically free agency at any time we want it, and we want to be paid handsomely on top of it. You can't have it both ways. And so the further you push it down the road that we're going, the more this is going to be just like a minor league National Football League. And so, you know, that's where it's all going. We know that. We've talked about it, Brady, on your show a number of times. That's where it's going. And so you shouldn't be surprised by anything you're seeing right now. This is what, and I'm kind of speaking in generalities, this is what you all wanted.
Yeah, no, you're right on that, too. And the other thing I'll say, because, Mark, we had Sean Keeler on the show yesterday, who wrote the article in the Denver Post. But Sean, I got to admit, you know, on the air, he said, I love everything that's going on with this. I mean, this is the reason we're talking about this so much is because primetime is the way he is. But as far as, you know, some of the quotes he put in there from parents, well, obviously, I think any player that – a coach is leaning on to transfer out, which we know happens with every team, every whatever sport we're talking about. Yes, the parents are not going to be happy with it, but that is happening behind closed doors.
Well, and you know, here's the thing about it, Brady. This is where what we've seen so far in college athletics, transfer portal, NIL, has all benefited the student athlete. A number of years ago, when they said, you know what, scholarships are no longer renewed every year. When you get a scholarship, it's yours for the 4 or 5 years you're going to be there. That was the benefit of the student athlete. So if this is where it's all going, and now the coaching staffs are able to pressure guys to say, basically, yeah, it's time for you to leave, you know, that pendulum's going to swing back a little bit. You know, it can't be all – you can't have the security, you can't have the money, you can't have – I'm guaranteed this, and on and on and on. Everything's benefiting the player's side, and now we're seeing a little pushback to the other side, and one side screaming, oh, hold on a second, we can't do it this. Well, wait a second, you can't have your cake and eat it too, as they like to say, right? I mean, there's got to be responsibility on both sides. So if you're going to push this into the business realm, then guess what? There are great benefits with that. And also, you can get fired, and you can get pushed out. And all the other things that happen with any of us, like you and I and everybody else listening, that's got a job, that's part of the world then. And so if you want to be an employee, well, then you have to deal with all that employees deal with. And so, you know, I'm not alarmed by it. Do I like it? I was on a show the other day in the Pac-12 Network. We got talking about this. I said, listen, I pushed back hard when all this was happening a number of years ago, many times on your airwaves. And I would come on and say, this is why I don't like it. Now, here we are. Is it benefiting the University of Colorado, the transfer portal right now? Sure it is. Is it going to be nice come this fall when, you know, that roster's been turned over and there's all kinds of big-time players on there and hopefully we're winning a lot of ball games? You know what? Good for me and good for Buff Nation. Doesn't mean I think it's good overall for college athletics. But it is the reality we're dealing with right now. This is what the push that everybody wanted for a long time. So now it's here. And along with that comes some great things. Along with that comes some, you know, let's say the things that aren't quite as tasteful as maybe it was before. So it is what it is right now. Congratulations. You've got exactly what you asked for.
Mark Johnson, the voice of the Buffs, joining us. Mark, forgive me, I don't have it in front of me or the player's name, but a player yesterday I saw on Twitter was saying, you know, hey, the coaches aren't allowing me to send out my film, all that. Did you see that? Because he's leaving, he's looking for a different team, and he's saying he's not allowed to get his film or whatever. Can you speak on that at all?
Well, sure. I don't know the specifics behind it. And I'll be real honest. I mean, I saw it. I had a bunch of people send it to me. I don't know. It was Courtney was the player's name.
Okay.
He was the guy that really played it all last year. And there's some gray area to it. Where was he asking for practice film from this year? Was he asking for practice film for the previous season under Carl Durrell? You know, they've had a change in their video department. J.D. Guy, who did it for a long time, left. I went to the Carolina Panthers, I think. So there's a whole new video staff in there. And so it's hard for me to speak to that. I don't know if when they did, they basically cleaned house with all the videos from the previous season because it had nothing to do with them, and maybe it's not available. And so I'm not exactly sure what the storyline was there. But you would think from a player standpoint, you've made connections. You were recruited coming out of high school, and this is a young player we're talking about here. You've got other schools that looked long and hard at you, probably offered you scholarships when you came out. You can rely heavily upon that. This wasn't somebody we're talking about that had a lot of game film out there that was going to be readily available. It was something other than that. So Yeah, there's some aspects of it. It's kind of foggy areas. I'm not sure exactly how to really attend to what was being. And I'm not sure if an accusation was being made. It was just kind of a statement of fact. Because I saw the young man came back and said,
yes.
Hey, man, I'm not criticizing anybody. Yeah. I'm just saying it's not available.
Yeah, well, and originally when I first read it, I was like, well, that's not cool. But then as I kind of started thinking about it, I was thinking, okay, practice film. Even if it's from last year, it's still... I wouldn't imagine a lot of teams are willing to just turn over practice film, even though it's not from your same regime, whatever. Who knows? But, yeah. Again, this is just how it goes, man. It's so crazy to me because, for the most part, I think everybody was so excited. I think everybody still is excited about Coach Prime. But you're starting to see it, you know, that whenever you see the names come up for the transfer portal and all that, you start to see the vultures kind of step in and start digging at this. I still love it. But yeah, anytime I see names leave, you know, you scratch your chin a little bit and you wonder what's going on.
Yeah, I think in some respects. I mean, you know, and once again, when you get into this thing, we never know the circumstances to any relationship, right? You see something happen, you don't know what's going on. But the husband, a wife, a coach, and a player, business partners, you never know what's going on behind the scenes. And I can't speak to that. I'm in the program. I'm not internally inside everything that's going on with his coaches and players. That's not my world. So when it comes to a guy like Montana Limonius Craig, like I said, or a Jordan Tyson, those are the guys you go, man, that dude can play the game now. We saw what Montana did on Saturday in that spring game for 154 yards. That is a good-looking wide receiver. He's got a penchant for making big-time plays and very athletic plays. And so there are, like I said, a small handful you kind of go, I wonder about that one. You know, there's a lot of guys that are jumping the portal. I'll be honest with you. There's a lot of names jumping in the portal. I didn't know their name, okay? So that tells you there were a lot of young guys who were on the roster that really had not played up to this point, never really made an impact. Doesn't mean they're not going to turn out to be players. That certainly could happen. But at this point in time, there were, I'm going to say, 5 to 6 names that you kind of raised an eyebrow on because I thought they were pretty solid players. Some of them very, very good players, but it wasn't like that. But, you know, think about all the guys that left a year ago we talked about. There were a small handful of those guys that actually went out and made an impact on other teams. The vast majority we still haven't heard about.
Mark Johnson joining us, the voice of the Buffs. Mark, last one for you. I keep seeing these tweets, and maybe I agree. I don't know. If this were just a regular coach, a regular situation, I'd be like, you know, a couple wins next year and improvements, what I need to see. But I'm seeing all this messaging of there's no in-between. It either needs to be amazing next year or it's going to be a dumpster fire. What are your realistic expectations next season for the Buffs?
Well, you know, I've been saying this for a long, long time. One thing we do in the world of sports talk, you know, that you're either a Hall of Famer or you suck. And that's not reality.
Yeah.
That's not real. There was a lot of, steps in between those two. And that's where the bulk of reality lives. And so I don't look at this and say, you know what, if they don't go, you know, 11-1 next season, it's going to be terrible. No, are you kidding me? Listen, if they go 6-6, and that schedule, especially the way it starts, is brutal. In the best quarterback conference in America, where you got 5 or 6 guys that early on will be in the Heisman conversation, Bo Nix, and along with the Heisman Trophy winner, Caleb Williams, and Cam Rising, and Pennington, and go on down the line, all the great quarterbacks in this league. It'll be the best quarterback league in college football this upcoming season. Plus what they do in non-conference play, opening up the national runner-up, Nebraska at home, Colorado State at home, then you jump into Oregon and USC. If this team goes 6-6, that is a 6-fold increase in wins from a year ago. And let's be honest about it. Colorado probably shouldn't even have won a game. That Cal game, they probably shouldn't have won. They got a gift with a couple of breakdowns by Cal Lake. That should have been probably an 0-12 football team a year ago. So if Prime's able to get them to 6-6, I think that's phenomenal from where they were. The most irrelevant football team in America that was right near the bottom for a long time. They were ranked the worst offensive and defensive teams in the country. So if he gets them to 6-6, I'm just going to be, you know, screaming and hollering and running through a bed of tulips, for goodness sake. I think that would be unbelievable. And that's why these people that say, well, it's either, you know, 10-2 and 11-1 in college football playoffs, or I'm going to be disappointed. You're not paying attention. You don't understand what you're dealing with here. This is going to be a better football team. I think what we saw last week in the spring game especially on the offensive side. Defense has still got work to do. They've got some work to do up front on both sides of the ball. So, but it is going to be a better football team. They're going to win some games, and everything is going to continue moving in the right direction.
Well, I can't wait. You know, we got spring football behind us, Mark. I'm ready to rock and roll, man. I can't wait to see all these teams in action. Appreciate you as always. Hey, Keeler did mention this yesterday, that all the video, all this stuff, it's going to be some kind of great documentary, some movie someday. And I was thinking, you're probably going to be in all this stuff. When we see it, it's going to be like the Michael Jordan documentary. There's going to be Mark Johnson right there with several of those moments where you're giving your thoughts on this team.
Well, they're going to obviously get about 3.5 hours every Saturday afternoon where they could grab from me. And just being around on the coaches' show and whatnot, I'm sure we'll pop in there at some point or another. My guess is my royalty check won't be terribly big for all that stuff, though, my guess.
Well, I need to, next time we meet, when you get up here to Bruce's, I got to get that autograph because I'm going to be ready because you're going to be famous after all. I'm even more famous than you already are. So let me.
I tell you what, man, if like we talked about on TV, he and I last week, if I can get him in the roping arena, man, that'll be a big part of that documentary, I guarantee you.
Oh, man. I might, you know what? I might just appear. I might just pop up because I want to get in on camera somehow. I just want to get on there, something.
Sure.
It would be amazing.
All right,
my man. Mark, appreciate you as always. We'll catch up with you next week.
All right, brother. Take care.
Thanks, man. Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. 12:51 the time. Let's take a quick break. There you go. You had Keeler's take yesterday, which I don't disagree with Keeler's takes. I don't disagree with anything he said. I don't necessarily disagree with what Mark's saying either. The transfer portal stuff is happening. I just think we were all kind of like, primetime's perfect. It's all going to be fine. There's nothing bad that's going to happen. I think this week, you're seeing that he's human. You're seeing that this program is ran by humans. It's the whole show. We'll be right back.
Preps Rewind. Saturday mornings at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.